time to bring in none other than Pat Vigano and our take a look at our weather. Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
And good morning. We're doing just fine.
So
should be a pretty easy weekend.
So before we get to the weekend, so I have bear cams around. I have a bear cam in the front of my house. I have a bear cam on the right side of my house. I have a bear cam looking out at the back of the house, and a bear cam on the left side of the house, which is mounted on the top step, the railing to the back porch, okay? Or the back deck, pardon me. So I get a boop last night that something's moving, and it's that camera. So I go to the camera, and I see the camera actually panning. Okay? It's not a panning camera. It pans from one side to the other. And I was half asleep, okay, because this happened about 11:30. So I went and looked at the film, and sure enough, you can see a bear snout pushing the camera. The bear obviously came up, and I've got a gate, so you can't get in. The bear obviously came up and stood and it accidentally turned the camera. You can see the bear snout for about 2.5 to 3 seconds. I'm trying to make it clearer because it's not that clear because it's an infrared camera, and you can't. But when you slow it down and look at it, you obviously see a snout that accidentally hit the camera.
That's kind of scary.
Nah, it's not scary. I mean, there's nothing on there's nothing up there on the deck of. I mean, whenever I cook on the deck, I totally wash down the grill and bring in everything that I used. So there's no, and I clean out the grease bucket and stuff like that. So, but it was funny. It's not really scary. No, it's not. It's not like you turn a doorknob to get in the house.
I got a video from one of our stations in New Hampshire yesterday. He was out walking the dog. This is during the afternoon. And he sent me a video of a neighbor's backyard with a huge black bear sitting there. And I don't know what it was munching on, but and he was with his dog. So it's not just you, but they're out, boy. They are out, but I have not had any reports up at the lake of any sightings of bear up there.
Well, most people around here know what to do when a bear comes. They just stay out of its way, and if they're walking and they want to see a bear ahead, they turn around and go in another direction. And if a bear comes out close, they back up slowly. And they're part of the landscape here. They're becoming, like one person said, like squirrels. You see them all over the place. But heck,
yeah.
Heck, you know, that's what happens when you move into an area that used to be theirs alone, you know?
Right.
Well, anyway, so now, we missed all the major storms yesterday once again. We got a little bit of rain out of what happened, but basically we got clearing and cooler weather in the afternoon, and we didn't have to put up with the heavy showers.
Yeah, there were some places that recorded over 1 inch of rain yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and other places, like you said, like New York City didn't even get a tenth of an inch of rain. So it really depended on where you are or where you were. And today will be a sunny and less humid day, but we'll still be warm, mid-80s and partly cloudy, 55 to 60 tonight. We'll have some sunshine and clouds tomorrow. Not bad, 75 to 80. Sunday, variably cloudy. I said a chance of a spotty shower. I have a feeling I'm going to be taking that out as the day wears on. So I don't think there's going to be any rain over the weekend. A little more cloud cover Sunday, 70 to 75, but nice. And Monday, cloudy. I said spotty showers again. I have a feeling I'll take those out, 65 to 70. And the reason for it, this big upper low that's coming out of the Ohio Valley was expected to move across the Delmarva area. And I think right now, I think it's going to take a track further south. And if it does, that would mean that its precip would be further south as well. So I'm going to wait until I see the guidance a little bit later this morning. And if that is the trend, then I'll just take the showers out. But right now, folks, I wouldn't worry about any rain of consequence over the weekend. So if you have any kind of outdoor plans, whatever they may be, you go right ahead and don't worry about the weather. It should be pretty decent. So that's it from that prospect. I was thinking that I was going up to the lake house tomorrow and coming back Sunday. I'll be going up tomorrow, but I'll be coming back tomorrow night because I got a call from the contractor yesterday. I was very surprised. He said that they are going to be painting the inside of the cabin tomorrow. I said, oh, I thought you were going to do it during the week, next week. He said, no, no, no. He said, I have four guys all together. He said, and we're going to get everything done tomorrow in one day. I said, okay, great. So I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not the time to sleep at the cabin after they paint the whole inside between, you know, the stink and everything else. So I will just leave tomorrow, late tomorrow, and then we'll go up next weekend.
And what color are they painting it?
Same color that it is now inside. It's called Calm Cream, and it's a Benjamin Moore color. So it's like a...
So it's off-white. It's off-white.
It's between a tan and a very pale yellow. It's really pleasing, very nice. Same color, white woodwork, white ceiling, and that'll be the end of that. I figured while they're doing that, they might as well stain the deck for the dock for me. So he said, "Do you have the stain?" I said, "Yeah, it's there." He goes, "No problem, we'll do that too." So they're going to take care of everything. That's it. You know what, Marshall? I was going to do the walls and just have them do the ceiling because that's a little too much for me. They're all slats to ceiling, you know.
Yeah.
But as long as they're bringing four guys up, okay, it's going to cost a little money. But what's a little more money on top of everything that I spent so far?
That's right. Just get it done. You don't have to do it, and you can just enjoy it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That I'll have, a good deal of the summer left to, like you said, just enjoy it.
Just sit back, get out there in a rowboat, and row yourself into the area. You have a rowboat in the lake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pleasant thing to do. I like to do that. You stop at everybody's cabin along the way. Some of them come running out and bring you a nice little drink, you know. Non-alcoholic for me, please.
Gotcha. Well, you can't have alcohol when you're rowing.
Oh, you can't? Why not?
You might not get back home.
You should see half of those boats on the lake.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Do they have flotation boats, those big flotation boats where they have motors and stuff?
You're not allowed to have motors,
okay.
Not gas motors.
Okay.
You could have, like, you know, the...
Electric trolling motors.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some of those big boats that, you know, I don't know what you call them. I call them like a pontoon boat.
Pontoon boats.
Pontoon. Yeah, that kind of thing. And they have... what is it called? The pontoon?
Pontoon. Because it's about
right.
Pontoons, yeah.
Pontoon, right. And yeah, sometimes you see those going up and down. Other people have sailboats, and you see them, you know, with their sailboats on the lake, and it's kind of nice. You know, I think it's really nice to see everybody out there enjoying themselves, especially after we've gone through in the last 4 months, you know,
yeah.
With all the quarantine. So hopefully... you know, everybody will have a good time, and that'll be it. I'll report back to you on Monday as to how the painting and everything else went.
All right. Well, you are free from quarantine this week, weekend, so have a good time out there. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wear your gloves.
You.
And then.
Yeah, I always do that. Always, always, always. Yeah, and that's it. Everybody enjoy the weekend, and as Marshall says, you just have to be careful. And was it like 20 states that are hitting pikes, or I should say peaks, in the coronavirus, and a lot of them are the states that reopen so soon.
Yeah.
Arizona's one, Texas is one, Florida's another.
Portions of California.
California.
Also, yeah. We'll see what happens, Pat.
That's it, Marshall. So you have a nice weekend. Stay away from the bear.
I will, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.